April is rapidly approaching us. That's Arbor Month, and the Arizona Forestry Division, and along with TreesMatter.org, have put together Tour Day Trees again. I think this is their third time?
Yeah, I believe so.
One. And we were at Tour Day Trees. We broadcasted live last year. It was on ASU campus. It'll be back on ASU's campus. And you have a self-guided tour. And you walk around and identify these different types of trees. There's a arborist at each tree or a plant tree expert that can answer questions about it, talk to you about the history of the tree, how to maintain it, how to care for it. If you're looking to plant a tree and you're not sure what kind you'd like to plant, it's a great opportunity to go see different varieties in real settings. And there's actually a guided tour as well this time.
Yeah, and we did our remote broadcast last year, and it took us all over that campus. And I was a little concerned because when we got to that sapote, which was down in that hidden garden, I knew it was there because I went to school at ASU, and I knew where that tree was. But there is no way most people would even have found their way to that tree.
I walked past it 10 times.
I talked to Amy Williamson earlier this week about the tour, and they said this year they're going to choose trees along one of the main corridors there, and there's a grouping of wonderful trees right in the main mall area. So they'll be able to you'll be able to see all the trees without that that long trek all around campus, which. I think it was a little more difficult for the participants. This year, you'll have all six or seven trees together, all the arborists in one location, and it'll just be a fabulous campus and a great tree tour, and hope you can make it out. What's the dates and times? And
that is the first Saturday in April, April 1st. It'll be April Fool's Day. This isn't a joke. It really is April 1st. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com, and it's in our community calendar. It's a link right there for Tour Day Trees, and they've got all the information there. No registration, no sign-up. You just go down to ASU Park, navigate your way to the section, and get your tree education.
It is always great. You'll be able to hook up with some certified arborists and learn more and more about trees and suitability for planting and pruning and get all of your other tree-related questions answered. Questions that you didn't have answered by listening to this program.
Finalizing our March talking points for Talking Trees.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody, too, this is a great time to be planting trees of any size. There's wonderful nurseries, including Harper's Nursery, that are standing by, ready to put a nice plant in your yard or at your business. And what a great thing to be able to have instant green in your yard. But also to if you're considering a larger tree, it's wonderful to be thinking about some of those larger boxed trees. You know, the 36 and the 48s and the 60s and the 72-inch box trees. If you don't have the time to be waiting for that tree to mature, you don't want to be waiting 10 years to see that tree come to maturity, it's nice sometimes to consider spending a little bit extra and getting that tree and having an instant impact in your landscape.
Get the backhoe out. That's a big hole to dig.
It is.
72-inch box.
We planted a 48 the other day, and it was a big job. We hit a hard pan at about 3 feet down, and it was such hard digging. My goodness, it was a compacted clay, and you wouldn't think that just clay soil would be that difficult to dig in, but my goodness, we got into it so deep, and, well, no pun intended, that we wished we would have just had a jackhammer. You know, they have the jackhammer with a spade, and it would have just made our work a lot easier, but we were so far into it that we just went ahead and finished it by hand, but it took us several more hours to get that hole prepped. But yeah, A lot of work to get that hole done, and then, but man, it's beautiful to see that beautiful tree we brought in. Usually with the larger trees, of course, we need to bring in with a crane and drop them into place, and but man, it's nice to have those big 30-foot trees and ready to go.
When's your next Desert Botanical Garden session, or do we have you on schedule yet?
Yeah, we do. I'm teaching a class on the 25th of March, which is just next week, next Saturday, but I believe the class is full. You can check the website. We've moved it to a new venue, which allows for a few more people to attend, and I thought there might be a few seats available, but if not, there's another class we'll be doing in August. That option is available. There's a little pull-down menu on the different dates for those classes, and that's a...
dbg.org.
Yes, dbg.org. That'll get you there. Go to the landscape, to the workshops, to the classes.
And to schedule a certified arborist, itreeservice.com?
Itreeservice.com if you want to have one of our certified arborists come out and give you some help in any area of your yard regarding your trees. Love to hear from you.
Coming up, it's the open line hour here at Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you for any and all questions you, the Arizona homeowner, may have or projects you're working on this weekend or coming up in the near future. Text questions to 411-923. Email pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com. 10 o'clock hour, we will be unveiling the winner of the Great Plumbing Bowl. It's something that our listeners had the opportunity to vote on and put together by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. So we will be unveiling that along with taking your questions on plumbing. That's coming up 10 o'clock.
Integrity Tree Service is a licensed residential and commercial tree care professional. Schedule your consultation with one of their professionals at itreeservice.com.